Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. This past Sunday, we celebrated Easter. For many, Easter is just a cause for another public holiday, or that time of year when we eat lots of bun and cheese. However, Easter, in its commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is at the heart of Christianity. It is at the heart of hope. Christians reaffirm that the resurrection of Jesus is a solid fact of history. Over 500 witnesses were alive at the time of the writing of the Gospel and other Bible books that teach on the resurrection. These witnesses could have easily refuted this claim if it was not so. The Roman seal on the tomb, which was the most secure of its kind, was broken. The huge stone sealing the tomb was moved in such a way that was not humanly possible. The empty tomb confirms the conquest of our Lord Jesus over death. The price has been paid for man's sins, and our Redeemer is alive forevermore. He is alive, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Our Lord has ascended into heaven, and his word assures us that he now sits at the right hand of the Father as our intercessor. We can therefore look forward to the second advent, when our Lord Jesus will come again, not as a babe in a manger, but as King of kings and Lord of lords, to reclaim his people to be with him forevermore. Let it be our responsibility and our deepest desire to heed his call to become children of our Heavenly Father, reunited in him through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. May I invite you to join us next week.